What are the words, practices to practice or develop equanimity? In this difficult, divisive period, it's helpful to have as much non-ill will as possible. And just that motivation is good. I don't need to be upset at this. I don't need to get outraged, which is not what the... and, you know, one of the best ways to start is just not to look at the news. That's a real gift to yourself. Because it's not there to inform you. It's there to create a reaction. Their job, I guess, their job is not to inform you in an equanimous way. Their job is to try to get clickbaits and so that, and they're very successful. Thank you. But that doesn't mean we need to participate. And that's a good way of being kind to oneself. And so practicing equanimity is just trying to... Because you'll hear about things anyway. It's like in a monastery. We hear about just about everything. Maybe a little bit later than others, but it's not that we live under a rock. Certainly the classical words that one uses for developing equanimity is the reflections on karma, the actions. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever actions I shall do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. And that, of course, extends to all beings are the owners of their actions, heirs to... so that it's a... the world is... created out of intentional action, and knowing that there are causes and conditions, and it's important that it's not cause and effect. There are causes and conditions for things to be the way they are, and if we want to develop equanimity, we might start, can I give more attention to the whatever causes and conditions have predicated or precipitated that situation. What is it that's motivated that person that's getting up my nose? what is it that can I reflect in that way rather than, oh, they did this and they shouldn't have done that, because there isn't a beautiful ending to that, but reflecting on the, what were the causes, and then that starts from a place of empathy rather than objectification, and that's really important. And so that equanimity is then able to sort of start to lay a foundation for, again, this sense of equanimity, not indifferent. But it doesn't mean we have to buy into our reactivity or the reactivity of the world around us.